following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's The Herd. Expensive legal fees shouldn't stand between you and your New Year's resolution. If you've resolved to finally make that will or living trust to protect your loved ones, go to LegalZoom.com. I did. If this is the year to take control of your finances and start your own business, go to LegalZoom.com. I did. Their step-by-step process makes it simple, and you get total customer support, including attorney help if you need it. Over 2 million people have saved a small fortune by using LegalZoom.com, including many of those who started companies on the Inc. 500 list. Maybe that's why they're so successful. For personal and business documents that have been accepted in courts and government agencies in all 50 states, you can trust LegalZoom. Want more savings? Enter Colin in the referral box at checkout. For a better way to do the law, go to LegalZoom.com. Attorney support provided through independent attorneys available in most states. LegalZoom's not a lawyer, and self-help services are provided at your direction.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's meet our hosts. First up, sports director Doug Duda.
I screwed up.
It's not regular price. Come on, Doug.
I don't know what day it is. What do you want from me?
You know how to football team? Never heard of them.
Alabama Road Tide Roll. Going to take on LSU. Then Bayou Baker down there. There to go. That's D-A-U-X. There to go, Tiger.
The pedicure. So what does that mean there? Is that ear hair or what is that?
Now let's meet Big Daddy Tony Davis.
Actually, for people out there that didn't have the same education I do, that'd be the capital of Illinois, too. We got trouble here, folks. A trumpeter swan's neck is 3 freaking feet long. I'm beyond embarrassing. Did the dog eat your homework? Just say, yeah, we just whacked these two things because they look cool.
What are the guys going to chat about today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, welcoming you aboard on this Wednesday. Doug Duda, Big Daddy Tony Davis. Oh, thank God the State of the Union's okay. I was worried. Glad to have you back. How was your Chinese New Year?
Oh, it's great. I get a little crazy. It was home early, so I got plenty of sleep. But it got started early in the day, so really whooped it up yesterday. But had a good time. I gotta say something. And I know everybody needs, I mean, every time you turn around, they want for these school projects that they're making cuts. And I've probably said this before. But why, as a kindergartner, do you got to take home a book and sell crap to all your neighbors? Why, as a first grader, do you have to do it too? And a second grader and a third grader? I love the neighborhood I live in. But kids run like feral cats over there. Lots of kids in our neighborhood. Every time the doorbell rings, you almost don't want to go answer it. Another $16 for cookie dough. Seriously? Here's $8. I don't want cookie dough. But that's not an option. You've got to pick one. $16 for cookie dough nowadays. For the betterment of the swings don't work? I'm sorry,
And once again, you hate helping people. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. And you got how much for 12 minutes yesterday? 888-455-ESPN. Give us a call. We'd love to have you on the program today. And if you want to email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Our Loper Link coming up here in just a couple of moments. We'll be joined by UNK assistant men's basketball coach Dusty Jura. I think he used to play here. And the Loper men have won 5 in a row, and we'll talk about how things are going as they get ready to battle their two squads this weekend as they take on Colorado Christian, the bottom of the league, and then towards the top of the league, Colorado Mines, who is second in the league overall. So That's what's coming up with the basketball. The men have won 5 in a row. They sit tied 3rd in the conference. Metro is 12-1. Mines is 11-2. Adams State and UNK are 9-4. They're 2 clear of Mesa and Fort Lewis. On the women's side, and Chris Deans, of course, and we'll talk about him. He's the RMAC Player of the Week, Nebraska Division II Player of the Week. They're shooting lights out. The women went 1-1 over the weekend, and they are trying to find their way as well, although they do set at 5-8 in the conference. So, you know, they're not out of it either. And the wrestling team, they get back into action today. They are on the road out at New Mexico Highlands. They've got Adams State. They make that long trip for midweek duels, 2 today, 1 tomorrow. And then the track team, they're putting up some pretty good numbers as well. They had 22 top 5 finishes at the Wesleyan Invite on Friday night, and they will be at the Concordia Invite this Friday and Saturday. It's our Loper Link brought to you by Charter West National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons, they have the loans. And by Garrett Tire, Tread, and Appliance. On the Farm Tire Service, foam-filled industrial tires for no more flats or downtime. Be sure to call Garrett Tire and Treads for details. You can check them out online at garretttire.net. Well, it is a nice win streak that the UNK men have put together, and they did two of those on the road last week, and we are pleased to welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show UNK assistant coach Dusty Jura. Dusty, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Well, we're doing great. Are these kids finally starting to play like you did?
Well, yeah, they're doing a great job. I mean, like you guys said, we had a great win, a couple wins this last week, and I think they're kind of, you know, putting things together.
Well, Chris Deans, what's his story?
You know, Chris is just, yeah, he's a phenomenal shooter. I think the biggest thing lately with Chris is, you know, he's just been shooting with confidence. Us as the coaching staff, I think we've always known that he could put the ball in the hoop. And, you know, he just kind of had some rough spots at the start of the year. But, you know, through practices, he got some confidence to build up, and he's just been doing a great job for us. And not only on the offensive end, I think just because he's been filling it, people have kind of overlooked the fact that he's really done a good job buckling down and getting us some defensive stops too. So just overall a great effort from him lately.
Dusty, I'm guessing that defense is probably where he's improved, because if you're a senior coming off the bench, there's probably a hole in your game somewhere. Is that what's getting him some more playing time and improving his game?
Yeah, I think so. The other thing with him is, you know, just simplifying the game. You know, being a shooter, I think at the start of the year he kind of tried to maybe go a little bit out of his realm to do a little more. And, you know, I think he realized that if he just sticks to the basics, which we ask him to shoot the ball in, take good open shots, and then basically just buckle down, defend, and also get us some rebounds, which he's been doing, that he would find the court, and that's exactly what he's done. And, you know, he's done basically everything we've asked of him lately.
Dusty, really the points, though, have been what the Lopers have been lacking here until late. Who else has really improved here as of later, is coming on at the right time for you?
You know, Mike Dellinger's coming on. I think he kind of struggled. It was kind of interesting for me being away for a couple years. I heard a lot of good things about Mike just from people around the program. And then coming in this fall, you know, I was kind of just waiting to see it. He didn't really impressed me too much at the start of the year, but as the season's gone on, I think, again, maybe it's another confidence thing. And, you know, he's just done a phenomenal job. He is so strong in the post that teams are forced to double on him, because if you're not going to double on him, he's so crafty under there that he's going to score on you. So he's really done a great job. And again, I mean, it's been spread along the team pretty well with the scoring. Akeem Morrisaint had a great weekend. He hit some big threes for us. John Henderson's done a good job. Quinston Regans. I mean, it's overall, it's just been good. They've been really kind of putting some points together lately.
UNK men's assistant basketball coach Dusty Jura is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Dusty, what's it like sitting on the bench knowing that you can't go out and do it yourself? How's this coaching thing working?
It's horrible. It's horrible from the aspect. You know what? I was talking to Coach Kropp about it earlier this week. I get so much more nervous coaching. And again, I think it's just because, you know, you obviously when you're playing, you can go out and do something about it. But, you know, just sitting on the sideline, I mean, it's tough. It's tough when you watch them, you know, and you want them to do something a certain way, but obviously you can't go in and show it to them. So, but again, you know, they've done such a good job these last couple of games. It's made it a little easier to sit on the sideline.
Dusty, you talk about these kids getting the confidence in their games. Do they have to take a next step and knock off somebody like a Mines on the road? Do they have to knock somebody off to take it to the next level?
You know, I think the biggest thing, first off, the biggest thing is we need to win the games that we're supposed to win. For example, you know, going into Christian, obviously their record's not very good, but they gave us everything they had when they came up here. They got a lot of good shooters, and they play really hard. So if we take care of business with, you know, the teams that we should be, we'll okay. And then I think on top of that, I think in order to reach an elite level, I think you need to, yeah, not only compete with those teams that are ahead of you, but knock one of them off. And we've done that with Mines already. I guess hopefully we can maybe do it again with Mines at Mines or maybe a Metro at Metro.
It must be a pretty good paying gig because, you know, once you've ridden that bus over the mountains all those years, why in the world would you want to come back and do it again?
Oh, I don't know. Luckily, we come home right after the game, so I can just sleep on the bus on the way back. But it's, I don't know, it's very, there's a lot of nostalgia going over there just seeing the road trips. And, again, you kind of get some goosebumps going over because you remember the trips. I remember the trips when I was there and how much I enjoyed them and how much I enjoyed being with my teammates and stuff. I mean, it's good, and you realize, you know, how much these kids are enjoying the trip. So it's a good feeling.
Dusty, a little bit different because you guys are the expectations were so high always when you guys were playing. That was a little bit different this year. If you'd have said that this was the record now, I mean, when you guys were having some struggles early, you'd have taken this in a heartbeat, wouldn't you?
Oh yeah, definitely. And you know, again. We're sitting in a good spot right now, but there's still a lot of season to play, 10 games left. And I think our ultimate goal is to reach a regional tournament. And, you know, right now we've showed signs that I think we're a regional team. But at the same time, I mean, if you don't go out and take care of business these next couple games, we could be right back where we were. So hopefully our guys do a good job of staying focused, staying confident, and playing together.
Dusty Jura with us for another couple minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show as we talk Loper men's basketball. Do you believe the conference is way more balanced than it was when you played, a little bit more balanced, levels down? How do you see the conference right now? Because there's, what did I count up here, 8 teams between 5 and 9 conference losses or wins?
Yeah, I probably see it a little bit more from top to bottom balanced. It kind of, you know, and for my freshman year here, it was really top heavy with a couple teams, and then the rest of the teams were a whole level behind. And it kind of started to grade out as my 4 years went on, but I wouldn't say anything like this. I mean, this is probably the most balanced it's been in any of my experiences. And, I mean, that's a good thing because every single night you go out and play a game, I mean, you could win it or you could lose it. So it keeps the guys, you know, on their toes, and it keeps them needing the ability to focus and be ready for the game.
Who's the next star for the Lopers?
Besides Brozic. Everybody tells us Brozic. Do you agree, and is there somebody else?
I would say I'm going to go ahead and give some props out to Ethan and Tyler Shields. I think Tyler obviously hasn't had as much time on the court as Ethan, but you just see, you know, Tyler's learning the game a little bit more, and he's done a great job in practices, and you're just waiting for the kid to kind of get a little confidence, as I said before, and just kind of start making an impact, which he will. You know, 4 years is a long time, so he's going to hit his stride. He's going to be a good player. Ethan's just got so much physical talent. You know, it's easy to see him coming in and being able to make an impact right away. And, you know, again, with him, you know, we work on fundamentals with him. I've really enjoyed working with him because he kind of reminds me a little bit of me at that age. He actually a little more athletic than I was. That's for sure. But, you know, he's going to be a good player. And, again, if they both just keep working hard, good things are going to happen to him.
How do you deal with a young – like Tyler Shields has always been the star. I mean, it was a – and then you come to UNK and you're not, you know, you're not playing 40 minutes a game or 30 minutes a game. What do you have to say to him?
You know, just keep reiterating the fact that it's a process and that, you know, 4 years is a long time and a lot. And, you know, most players don't come in and have an impact that first year. And, again, it is tough, you know, when you've kind of been the go-to guy in your high school experience. But, you know, you just keep telling them to stay confident. You keep working with them in practice. And you work on the things that, you know, that they can improve on to get on the court. One big thing with him is his defense. You know, he's kind of a step slow on defense, and he really had a bad habit of staying straight up on defense. And he's just, even with that over the last couple months, he's improved leaps and bounds, and I think he's going to continue to do that throughout his time here at UNK and end up being a darn good player.
Doug, it's Dayton Moore with the Royals. It's Bo Pelini with the Huskers. Now Dusty Jura with the process.
It's the process. Add him to our process board. Hey, we got just a couple questions left for Dusty Jura. We talk about this all the time, Dusty, whether it's with the Huskers, whether it's with the Lopers, Hastings College, it doesn't matter. The only way, well, not the only way, but a key to being very successful is having the homegrown talent. We've just talked about Dean's coming on, Brozic, Tyler Shields in the future. You did it. The teams that we had with the kids from Omaha and Grand Island and North Platte and all the places that they came from. I know you can't say names, but how's the recruiting looking? Are there some Nebraska kids that can come in the next year or two and help?
You know what? That's Coach Lofton's department. I kind of just leave it to him, and I stay with the scouting of the opponents. But I mean, you know, there's some good players out there. So you know, we just kind of stay on the ball, and we keep trying to look around. And you know, if we can find players wherever they're from that can play, you know, we're going to go after them.
Dusty, when you're scouting, I mean, is watching film and breaking down, is that something you enjoy doing?
Yeah, I enjoy it a lot. You know, I actually. I had a pretty good experiences throughout my career doing it overseas. I usually would try to get a couple game films on the opponents that we'd play just because, you know, if you know tendencies and you know abilities of players before you get into the match, I mean, it makes things so much easier. So that's one thing that I've truly enjoyed here coaching at UNK. And Coach Lofton, you know, he does a great job not only making sure I stay on the ball with it, but he's got just a great basketball mind when you're watching the film, so it's been good to kind of learn some, you know, little things from him on film analysis.
UNK assistant men's basketball coach Dusty Jura, the Loper men and women on the road. They will play Colorado Christian Friday, and then the men take on 11th-ranked team of the nation, Colorado Mines, on Saturday. Speaking of rankings, Dusty, last night, the number one team in the Central Conference Boys Tournament struggled a little bit. I just wondered if you had any comment on Fairbury 67, Lakeview 49.
Oh, man, I didn't hear the final. It's funny that you said that. I was actually watching the Lakeview girls basketball team play last night in Aurora. My lovely wife is an assistant coach down at Holdridge, so went down and watched that game and saw a couple people that I knew back in the day, and they were mentioning the boys' score, but I think they're a pretty young team, you know. I guess it's a process, right?
How's your wife like dealing with that Benjamin character over there?
Kidding. She must be smart. That's why they're so good.
Well, she played under him when she played at Axtell and then played under him when he was there, and yeah, I think she likes his style of coaching, and I like it too. He's a fun guy to watch coach, that's for sure.
Well, Dusty, we appreciate you giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Best of luck on the road trip this weekend. We'll see you when you get back home.
Hey, thanks a bunch, guys. I really appreciate it.
Take care. Former UNK great, now assistant coach with the Loper men, Dusty Jura, with us here on our Loper Link, brought to you by Russ Smith at Charter West National Bank, offering all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for the seniors, the reverse mortgage loans. You have the reasons, they have the loans. And by Garrett Tire and Treads and Appliances. It's all there at Garrett Tire. .net. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
Hi, it's the Herd. When you send flowers to somebody special, you want to wow them, right? I don't settle for less. Why should you? I only order from 1-800-Flowers.com. First of all, they're backed by a 100% smile guarantee. Nothing comes close to 1-800-Flowers.com. If you're talking selection, quality, and value. Listen, I use them on a monthly or weekly basis. Here's the thing. I get excellent customer service, and I always get a positive reaction. And by the way, you don't have to wait for Valentine's Day. Send flowers on a Tuesday and Tuesday night. You know what you get from your wife? How you doing? This week only, 1-800-Flowers.com has created an amazing offer for my listeners. A dozen multicolored roses. Order them now and get an extra dozen roses free. 24 of the freshest, most beautiful roses. $29.99. 50% off the regular price. Surprise her tomorrow. Limited time offer. Here's what you do. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com. Click on the radio mic upper right side. Enter Colin or call 1-800-Flowers and mention my name, Colin. Wow 'em. Use 1-800-Flowers.com.
For physical rehab, many times therapeutic pool exercises are prescribed. But here's the problem. You have to get wet. With the new anti-gravity therapy treadmill at Family Physical Therapy, you can still get the low-impact benefit of a pool, but you stay dry, and your therapist can closely watch your progress, and you can't fall. Used by Walter Reed Hospital and the U.S. Olympic team, the Alter-G anti-gravity treadmill is something you need to talk to your doctor or therapist about. Or call Family Physical Therapy for a free demonstration. Log on to alterg.com. To see a video.
The Big East game of the week.
Swains right side fires up a three and it goes in. Good and one. And you're good to the line for one.
Jay Wright's Villanova Wildcats head to Louisville to battle Rick Pitino and the Cardinals.
For three. It's good. Good. He slams it on.
Coverage begins at 5:45 Wednesday night on your exclusive home for Big East basketball.
Villanova Louisville Wednesday night on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
The Big East.
Today we'll be seeing partly cloudy skies with southwest winds, and our highs will be in the upper 40s. And then for tonight, skies will be partly to mostly cloudy with light west winds. Lows will drop back into the mid-20s. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatro. Right now, it's 34.
Is that too hard to ask? I mean, is it?
Interesting.
Is it too tough? Guests of the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK. Breakfast at BK, 2 sandwiches for just $4. Stop by both locations or either location in Kearney. One north, one south. Also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte at Burger King. Coaching news out there. A couple of former Lopers are on the move. One of those, Andy Avalos, is going back to his home school, his alma mater at Boise State.
Little special teams coach, we understand, so good for him.
Maybe D-line?
Yeah, special teams D-line. That's interesting. He was a linebacker there and played for Boise State. He was under Dan Hawkins and then went to Colorado to GA, then became a Loper. Then he's been at Sacramento State. They were the team that knocked off Oregon State the first week or two of the season. So good move for him. Also, Jesse Williams. Guy that we only had the pleasure of being around for one season, I believe. Wasn't around very long. He was in and out of here, but moving on to be with Frank Solich, right?
Yeah, he went from here to New Mexico State. Now he's going to Ohio. Of course, Coach Solich had to replace Pete Germano, who went on to Fresno State. So now Jesse Williams is on to help Coach Solich at the Ohio University. Nebraska also, other football news, Nebraska picks up another walk-on, and this direct from Husker Online, give them all the credit on this, is that they have picked up another walk-on in the class, and this from Oakland Craig, Taylor Hoffman, a fullback linebacker. He told Husker Online that Barney Cotton told him the walk-on class had filled up. Well, actually, Tri-County lineman Sam Hahn told Husker Online that the walk-on class was filled up. You can fill a walk-on class?
Take as many as they want, I
Hoffman,
think.
Hoffman, 6'2", 200-pound fullback linebacker. And then Mike Schaaf, who is going to join us on the program later this week, has decided South Dakota State.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, I think it came down to there. I think Charlie Weiss was supposedly going to honor. He had a visit scheduled, correct,
this
for Turner Gill.
Yeah.
And Charlie Weiss said, okay, I'll honor that. Apparently no offer was probably coming there. South Dakota State said, here you go. He said, let's get it on. That sounds good to me. Sounds like the wrestling deal. Be interested to talk a little bit more about his wrestling deal right now. Just dominating everybody. Minute eight. He's pinned everybody in a minute eight or under. Is
yeah,
that correct?
I believe that is the case. And the interesting thing is, I don't think Mike, and I'll ask him, I don't think he cares where he goes to play football. He just wants to go play, further his athletic career, get his education paid for, and move on. I the whole time from everybody I've talked to around Cambridge, around the recruiting circles, okay, this is where I'm happy. It wasn't that big a deal. Now, we'll find out from the man himself, scheduled to join us Friday on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mike Shadwinkle, head wrestling coach at Grand Island, scheduled to join us tomorrow as their number one season continues. They got a duel with Aurora Then they go up to Norfolk this weekend, so we'll talk a little more wrestling. Preseason RMAC baseball and softball also came out yesterday, Tony. The Loper baseball team picked third. Now they're picked to tie for the Plains division. They have two four-team divisions. They're in with New Mexico Highlands, Regis, and Colorado Christian. Them and Highlands co-number one. Overall, Mesa gets six first-place votes, Highlands second, then UNK, then Pueblo. Two members of the Lopers are preseason all-conference, Chandler Clouty and Mike Loski.
Local boy again. Lopers finding a way to get it done with the local talent. By the way, the baseball banquet going on this Saturday night. So call the university if you're interested in that, the Home Run Club. They do an annual fundraiser every year about this time. If you get to meet the kids, they'll introduce this year's team to you. And it should be a great opportunity.
Softball, Lopers were picked to finish 10th out of 14 teams. So that's what's going on there. Also, Wrestling Hall of Fame, they are going to have their annual banquet every June they do, and it's at the Riverside Country Club in Grand Island. This year it's on June the 9th. And no one from the backyard, but probably the most recognizable name, Brad Vering, is going into the Hall of Fame. Howells, University of Nebraska, and all that he did after that. Brad Vering's going in. Phil Hoyt, a lot of folks know that name out of Mullen. Denny Kozad, Omaha Benson, wrestled at UNO. Coaches, David Chacon of York, Rod Powell, Syracuse, Tony Horacek of David City Aquinas, and Kenny Loosfelt of Madison. West Tonnages of York, Fred Hall of Lincoln going in as contributors. We'll be there for that on Saturday, June 9th at Riverside in Grand Island.
Douglas, a lot of people, you know, this time of year when everybody gets done with their games on a Friday night and then they want the schedules, they want the results of how everybody's doing for the wild card standing. You like the wild card deal the way it is. You wish every year they would do like the BCS does and try and tweak it and make it better.
Well, they're doing that. It just hasn't filtered down to classes C and D yet.
But around here in central Nebraska, with the lack of class A and B teams, for that matter, that's what we're primarily worried about. Why does it take so long to filter down?
Well, it's all a geographic problem. You can't, in A, you got North Platte. Everybody else can get along with their travel, even Kearney. If so, okay, we got to go to Omaha, so we do. You can't send Shadron to Tri-County. You can't send Pierce to Kimball on a Tuesday night for a sub-district basketball game. You can't do it.
Okay, but don't the holiday tournaments, don't you, if you're Shadron and you know you got a Shadron, by the way, is number two in wild card points behind Minden in C1. They're 14-0. But you look, and the geographic deal is what I'm getting at. Everybody they play, I mean, draw that circle. I mean, I think that's where Shadron, if you know you got a quality team and you're 14-0, okay, you got to see these girls coming. I mean, everybody knows when you're going to be good. You don't set the schedule ahead for, I mean, you look ahead. You got to get somewhere that pushes you a little bit. They're 14-0.
And don't play Gehring Mitchell Alliance three times a year.
Yes, basically.
Scott's Bluff.
Right. And Scott's Bluff's 4-12. Gehring's 4-11. I mean, you keep beating these teams. Great. They played Gehring three times.
Already.
And that's all they'll see them this year as I look down the rest of the schedule. But a deal like that, I think that's what those – when you see these classes coming, I think you've got to get on the phone and say, boom, we got to get in the Heartland. You got to find a tournament like that to get out, to legitimize the 14-0.
Legitimize,
whatever. I'm making up words. I mean, the 14-0, I mean, if you're the schools, if you're a one-loss team – a Sandy Creek, if you're a St. Cecilia, if you're a Boone Central, and you find yourself behind a Shadron, I mean, is the deal doing its job? I know they're 14-0, an unblemished record. Gehring's 4-11. They beat them by 5 points.
Well, they get the benefit of playing crappy B teams. And the B teams have to play them because they don't have anybody else to play.
And you're rewarded for playing up.
Yeah, that's why they're wild card points, because you're going, well, God, all they're doing is beating crappy teams. How are they getting? That's why, because they're getting bonus points. You can play a losing B team, play them three times like a Gehring, and you're getting bonus points every single time you play them. So it's like playing a 500 team, or now that there's four different
divisions,
tiers. Yeah, then... I don't know. There's nothing perfect, and that's the problem. But I also don't believe you should be shutting out the teams in the West.
But my point is, I think as a coaching staff, you got to look and say, hey, we got to go out and we got to play somebody, whether it be a holiday tournament, whether it be a, I mean, this is a girls' deal, but against the Heartland Hoops Classic. Valentine's a good win on their schedule. It's 12-4. But you can pick apart their schedule. I mean, that looks like a team that gets down to Lincoln and is a 1 or 2 seed, and it's 1 and done. Thanks for coming. See you later. Shattered.
Well, that's what happened to Scotts Bluff last year when they were out there for the Class B girls. They got rolled by Beatrice. I no one has an answer to this. Not that everybody can agree on, because if they did, they'd NSA would be a lot closer to taking care of business.
And you're playing 1, 2, 3, 4 teams, 5 teams from either South Dakota or Wyoming.
It's extremely unfortunate. Well, it's great that we have all this talent right in our backyard, but it's extremely unfortunate that they also get lopped into the same sub-district and district. I mean, when we were talking with Kevin Asher yesterday, I couldn't believe that probably, unless Minden gets upset, none of those other teams got a chance at a wild card. You look at the, like you said, like in the girls, you got teams that might have 2 losses. They go into a sub-district, they get their 3rd loss, and their 3 losses are all to teams from here in the top 5, and they're out. I mean, Minden just lost in overtime to Holdridge. Girls.
Right.
Well, they're playing somebody. They're playing up, and they're not really getting rewarded.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
It's such a balancing act.
And I think before that, I don't know why we got to set the districts, or why it makes sense, why we got to have the district pairing set.
Well, here's
before the season starts. Or
here's the thing. I can already hear in the background our fathers or uncles or people that are 10 years older than me, 20 years older than you. This is the way it used to be. Mediocrity didn't make it to state. Just getting to state was unbelievable.
Right.
Was unbelievable. And I think for some of these teams now, it's unfortunate. I felt bad for Sutton's girls when Sandy Creek went on that hell of a run. Sutton might have been the 2nd-best team. They didn't have a chance to go to state because Sandy Creek was always better. Columbus SCOTUS, anybody that was in, or Grand Island Central Catholic, anybody that's been in their volleyball districts for the last 25 years, they never had a chance.
Play the whole season.
They got
season.
A lot better. It made them better, but they just never got there. I mean, there are a few teams out there, there are a few schools out there that are going, my goodness, we should have some state history, and we haven't even been there.
You're right, but don't you think we could push back the data set in these districts?
Well, and do what?
We'll just move it back till after Christmas or right now in January. Why do we have to have a set?
And do what?
Then you can look at the teams and you can kind of make it more fair for everybody.
And do what? That's what I'm saying. You can't have Valentine traveling down to Geneva for a sub-district game.
No, but you've got to split the state in half, or somebody's going to have to travel. That's just the way it is.
Well, that's the only answer. And obviously the West is going to be taking it in the shorts because they're the ones that have to travel.
Well, they travel anyway. They'll be fine to travel, I think. I mean, I think you got to set it into 4. If you make it into a quadrant deal, and or somehow, you just can't have the best teams getting knocked out and having no chance to go to the state basketball tournament.
Another argument is that, you know what, the team in the West, or again, you can keep picking on the West, but the team in the West, overall, the competition, you don't have the same opportunities, takes longer to develop. Once in a while, you get that special team, pick them all, Shadron's boys, Alliance's girls, that have some...
Shadron boys back in the day, Jamie Tomlin, et cetera.
That have had that special time and made a run, and there's so many of them out there. Scott's Bluff boys are ranked number 1 right now in Class B because Stu can't keep South Sioux at the top anymore. They finally got beat enough that they fall. So they are the best of the teams they play. You can't penalize them for that. You can't have the Sun Belt champ all of a sudden play, oh, well, you know what? I'm going to send you through a 3-team Big 12 circle here, and if you don't go 2-1, you can't win our Sun Belt Conference.
No, I don't think you need to do that either, Doug.
But that's your comparison.
I think you've got to have. That's why, as a coach at Shadron, I take it upon myself, if I got that group that I think is going to be special.
What do you think the boys' coach is saying? These are double-header tandems. You work hand in hand. Some teams do it. St. Cecilia, their boys have played 16 games, and I believe 13 of them have been against winning teams. And two of them are right there, and the other one hadn't won a game. So it is what it is. We're in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Love to hear from you at 888-455-ESPN. Let's give away some tickets. What do you think? Coming up this weekend.
A little wrestling going on.
Wrestling Havoc. Yeah, Hastings Havoc. MWA Hastings Havoc going on at the Hastings City Auditorium Saturday night, 7 o'clock. Let's give away a couple pairs of tickets here. Callers 4 and 5, we're going to give them to you at 888-455-ESPN. If you haven't won tickets yet to Hastings Havoc, call now. 888-455-3776. Back with more after this.
Hi, it's The Herd. When you send flowers to somebody special, you want to wow them, right? I don't settle for less. Why should you? I only order from 1-800-Flowers.com. First of all, they're backed by a 100% smile guarantee. Nothing comes close to 1-800-Flowers.com if you're talking selection, quality, and value. Listen, I use them on a monthly or weekly basis. Here's the thing. I get excellent customer service, and I always get a positive reaction. And by the way, you don't have to wait for Valentine's Day. Send flowers on a Tuesday and Tuesday night. You know what you get from your wife? How you doing? This week only, 1-800-Flowers.com has created an amazing offer for my listeners. A dozen multicolored roses. Order them now and get an extra dozen roses free. 24 of the freshest, most beautiful roses. $29.99. 50% off the regular price. Surprise her tomorrow. Limited time offer. Here's what you do. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com. Click on the radio mic upper right side. Enter Colin or call 1-800-Flowers and mention my name, Colin. Wow them. Use 1-800-Flowers.com.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Today we'll be seeing partly cloudy skies with southwest winds, and our highs will be in the upper 40s. And then for tonight, skies will be partly to mostly cloudy with light west winds. Lows will drop back into the mid-20s. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatrow. Right now, it's 34.
Go to the Dead Popper inbox here on the Doug and Daddy Show at Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Travel? Really? How about the wrestling kids like Kearney Catholic heading to Gordon for district wrestling? Everyone can travel. Thanks to John and Kearney.
That's true. I guess, you know, you reward, you know, and because they're part of the, I mean, they're included in the state of Nebraska. You've got to let them have some home event. I mean, that's part of it. You don't do that every year, though. I mean, I don't know how many times district wrestling has been held in Gordon.
Too many.
But, I mean, but every 3-4 years.
Probably.
I mean, one of those things.
Just saying, they always travel.
Yes.
They always travel. I mean, there's 10, 12, you know, going up there. Of course, this year it's in Kearney. It has been in Gordon. Hey, buy a Chevrolet, Cadillac, Buick, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram if you live in Kearney or anywhere in the Tri-Cities. And the Midway Auto Group of Kearney, as always, is going to take care of you. They are your Nebraska car headquarters. Take a look at what they currently have in stock. Browse their inventory to find the car you've been looking for on the website at thinkmidway.com. Their new inventory is changing daily, so if you don't see something today, call it. Maybe here tomorrow, or they're going to find it for you. Plus, folks, with the Super Bowl coming up, Midway has so many things going on their website, on Facebook. ThinkMidway.com is all there for you while watching the Super Bowl. You can answer trivia questions, polls relating to the game, teams, commercials, other related events by selecting answers. They'll be entered into drawings to win thousands and thousands of prizes from the Midway Auto Dealership. So get hooked up today. ThinkMidway.com. You might even be able to win some really cool stuff from Midway. Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Doug, next week a lot more recruiting talk as well. If you're one of the recruiting guys out there that follows it, that's not where Doug and I, we don't sit on the internet. We don't read all the chat boards and see all the highlights of these kids. It'll be interesting to see. They locked up the 13th commit with this Corey Whitaker. He's a lineman from California. It was down to look like Nebraska and Oregon. Huskers kind of get in late, but came to Nebraska, boom. I mean, right there, you want in? Good to go. Let's go. Sign me up. Let's be a Husker. So you keep waiting on Andrus Pete, among others. Devin Fuller remains out there. So we will have, I know Mitch Sherman is set to join us. Now, Mitch is not necessarily a Husker guy per se. He's more of a national guy.
He's working with ESPN.com, yeah, Recruiting Nation.
He had
an interview that I saw here with Ken Griffey Jr.'s son. He's going to be a wide receiver at Arizona. Trey Griffey.
He did an article with Gunnar Keel that's now decommitted from eight places, Indiana, LSU, Rutgers, Miami, Florida, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, Memphis, and now he's going to Notre Dame. But he's got a national beat. He's got to be around some of the best kids out there. And, it'd be interesting to talk to him to see if there's one kid that stands out to say, if he was coming to your school, boy, he's going to play immediately, and you'll probably see on Sundays.
Well, we hope so. Even some of the national folks believe that he is leaning towards Nebraska. I know that if he doesn't come to Nebraska, everyone's going to be crushed because he is the number one guy, I think, that everybody's hoping to get. And he is going to make his decision on National Letter of Intent signing day.
Douglas, I got big news, though, for you.
Uh-oh. Guilty pleasure.
It is the Nebraska women's bowling team. They finished third at its lone home event of the year, third annual Big Red Invitational. They finished just behind Central Missouri and tournament champion Arkansas State. The Indians came through with the championship. There's only one piece of hardware left, Indians. Come and get it. You're the champs. That's right. Huskers shot 11-23 in the first four of seven Baker competition. Unbelievably rolled games of 151, 179, 224, 179, 210, and 180, whatever that means. I think those are all pretty good games. Throw that 151 out, but 224. It's interesting.
Where are they going this week? They're at home, right?
They are going to return to lanes February 3rd through the 5th. They're going to, Super Bowl, going on. They're going to celebrate Super Bowl. They're going to go to Prairie View A&M, Arlington, Texas.
There you go.
Arlington,
Texas.
What's their
mascot? Hey, congratulations to Gene from Harvard and Bob from Hastings, winners of our MWA tickets for Saturday night. Going on Hastings Havoc, MWA going on this weekend.
I don't have Prairie View A&M. Jeff, can we have for Prairie View A&M's mascot?
Once the losingest football program in the nation. What was it, 80 in a row?
Yeah, it was really, really some, yucky.
It was not good. What do you think? A couple baseball signings. Lincecum stays with the Giants. That's probably a good thing. And then Prince Fielder goes to Detroit. You had some comments on that earlier this morning before the show.
Well, I mean, what's the one place you wouldn't want, if you're a Royals fan, him to end up? That's right, the American League Central. And where's he at? Right in the American League Central. So that's great because the Royals only play Detroit, 32, 37, 38 times this year? So he gets a nice, 23.1 or something a year for 9 years?
Pretty good. It's Pujols-esque. It's Panthers, yeah. By the way. Prairie View A&M Panthers. is the correct answer. College basketball tonight, Villanova and Louisville here on ESPN. Last night we had a heck of a game between Michigan and Purdue, so hopefully we can get another one tonight. And how interested are you in the Australian Open? Sharapova.
Well, you follow it closer than a lot of our compadres. I mean, you enjoy. I mean, it's something
to
watch.
I at least like to know who's winning.
And the Williams girls are out already.
Serena knocked out. Venus wasn't in.
What's the deal with Venus? Who knows? She's on another planet.
You never used to see the top four seeds get all the way through, but the men have done it here twice in the last year now, and it'll be Andy Murray against Novak Djokovic, and Rafael Nadal and Roger Federer will be out battling in the semifinals.
The usual suspects.
Yeah, so it should be some good stuff out there. Should be some good stuff.
Douglas, there's something bad. I know the NFL's the number one sport out there, but for Cundiff, for the Williams guy that screwed up the punts, death threats, seriously? I mean,
I wish they could find the people that are doing this and make a lesson out of them. Because you're just a drunken idiot. That's all you are. I mean, who hasn't been? But that just takes it to another level. And whatever. Did you hear the Ray Lewis locker room speech?
Yeah.
Take note, people.
That was enough said, right?
That's,
I mean,
leadership.
If he's not upset about it, and he's saying we could have done so many things different, yada yada, you know, whatever.
Hey, one other thing before we go to break here, because I really want to get this out of the way. I mentioned it yesterday, and I know you definitely want to bring it up, but I just want to thank you for paying off your bet on Monday.
Yes, I did, Drag
because
Douglas.
I got crushed in our bowl predictions. Daddy actually would have won over all nine of our finalists in the Big Daddy's Deli Bowl Bonanza, and you just crushed me. And
I had it clinched by December 23rd against you.
Remind the folks what I won lost.
Okay, actually, having to do over, I would have included a tan with this. I would have made Douglas get into a tanning booth. You know, Douglas is a very manly man.
Yeah.
He's never once considered going to get a pedicure before. I get pedicures. I would say common. When we walked into the place, Cindy said, "Oh, hi, Tony. Good to have you back." I mean, she's very, very accommodating. So I said, "Douglas, that's my side of the bet. If I win, you're getting a pedicure." Douglas, your side of the bet was I would have to go with you to do color commentary on a basketball game of your choosing, which likely would have been a week where there was very lackluster basketball to do and probably would not have been all that great of a game. But I won the bet, so we went up Monday afternoon, and Douglas came
because
through.
Because you're kind of a metro.
I'm very metrosexual. I think that's very good.
I know. There's no doubt about it. You're kind of weird that way.
But it was good, was it not? Got the deluxe, by the way, because I wasn't going to shortchange at the deal. Did you like the hot wax at the end?
I don't want to discuss this anymore.
I love the hot wax. Jeff, you ever had a pedicure?
No, sir.
Do you ever want one?
No, sir.
I will say this. It was okay. I mean, it was okay. I am glad that there was not a lot of people there witnessing it at the time.
We had a good time. They took very good care of us. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You like that tingling
stuff?
It
was not a Dumb and Dumber moment, by the way.
No, it was.
Mine are pretty okay.
Actually, I would have thought it would have been a Dumb and Dumber. I mean, I thought they would have had to fire up the generator to get the cutters
sander.
And knock these things, the sanders and the belt sander on. But no, it wasn't. Douglas, actually, very, very, very nice feet. I'd never stared at your feet before, but I did Monday.
I just want... Wow. All I want to say is... You were making sounds that I don't ever want to hear again. We'll take a break and be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks for paying that off after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. If you haven't heard yet, postage rates are changing again.
And they're not going down, they're going up. You know what that means? Even longer lines at the post office. That's why I use Stamps.com. I can buy and print official U.S. postage using my own computer and printer. Stamps.com automatically calculates the exact postage you need for any letter or any package, always using the current rates. There's no guesswork. And here's the key. If you're a small business, it makes it look professional with Stamps.com. It's not you going to the post office, getting a few stamps, and jamming it on a box. Now, right now, I have a special offer if you use my first name, Colin. It's a no-risk trial. Plus, you get $110 bonus offer, including a digital scale and $55 of free postage. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the radio mic, upper right side, type in Colin. The postage rates are changing, and they're not going down, they're going up. Stay out of the post office. Go to Stamps.com. That's Stamps.com. Enter Colin.
When the fish are under the ice, the one thing they find irresistible is wax worms. They love them. Even though it gets them in trouble. Ice fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying wax worms and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse at their new Highway 281 location north of Grand Island. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and minnows and stinky, crawly, luscious bait the fish can't resist. See the Boathouse north of Grand Island on 281 for repair and used boats, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute, brought to you by Buffalo County Farm Bureau. For all your insurance, Buffalo County Farm Bureau is all you need to know. The Tri-City Storm will skate at Omaha Friday and return home to take on Sioux Falls Saturday at 7:05. The Nebraska basketball team just won game this week. They'll be at Iowa Thursday night at 6 p.m. The Nebraska women will be hosting Iowa Thursday night at 7:05, then travel to Illinois Sunday at noon. The UNK men's and women's basketball teams will be at Colorado Christian Friday and Colorado School of Mines Saturday. Hastings men and women are off until Saturday when they travel to Northwestern of Iowa at 2-4 on 1230 KHAS. The Husker wrestling team is on the road this weekend, dueling Michigan State Friday and Wisconsin Sunday. The UNK wrestling team is on the road as well. They'll be at New Mexico Highlands and Adams State on Wednesday and Colorado State Pueblo Thursday, while the Hastings College wrestling team welcome in Briarcliff and York on Saturday. And that's a Sports Minute on ESPN.
Today we'll be seeing partly cloudy skies with southwest winds, and our highs will be in the upper 40s. And then for tonight, skies will be partly to mostly cloudy with light west winds. Lows will drop back into the mid-20s. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatro. Right now, it's 34.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Hey, sports fans, it's about lunchtime, and you've had that bologna sandwich three times this week already? That ain't good. Maybe it's time for a good lunch, a lunch that any sports fan would give two foam fingers up to. Yes, talking about a lunch break at Cunningham's Journal in downtown Kearney. No better place to be if you want to catch up on your favorite sports teams, have a bite to eat, or just hang out with your friends. Menu has something for any sports fan. Great burgers. Oh. Juicy Lucy, probably the best. Salads, gourmet sandwiches, French dips, pasta, pizza, the list goes on. Maybe you want to sneak out of work just a little early for happy hour, 3 to 6 at Cunningham's, including the Big Ass Beer Special for only $2.50, along with All Wells for $1.50 and a large selection of small craft and micro brews available with the always guaranteed coldest draft beer in Kearney. So whether it's for lunch with your buds or an early day off from work, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, the place to be. Wednesday, located 23rd Street on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Huskers, Iowa, tomorrow night.
Uh-huh.
Have not played Iowa. Do you know the last time?
It's been a while.
1976. How is that possible? I mean,
did I not go on this rant a little while ago and you were just yelling at me?
No, but I would have thought one time
really?
Along the way.
You
one
time. That, what are you? You're yelling at me.
Yeah, I'm not yelling at nobody.
All of a sudden today, it's your idea, so it's cool.
No, I just said 1976.
Whatever.
I would have thought. I mean, I could have saw 91,
yep.
94.
Sure.
But then when Warriors went to Iowa, I don't suppose they liked each other then.
We
got a basketball spectacular going on at Sumner this afternoon.
Oh, you got to go?
Jim's Langan Invitational.
I thought we had that on Martin Luther King Jr. Day, so
well,
what's today?
Yeah, it's two. Hey, by the way, I will say this. Tri-City cage fighting went on this weekend in Hastings. Heard they had a great crowd. Heard some good fights going on.
Yeah.
I'm hearing rumors that a couple of their fighters are now on the card for RFA March 30th.
Whoa, stepping it up.
Well, they'll be tested. But looking forward to having a great crowd March 30th and a couple of those guys coming over. I'm hearing rumors. I have no confirmation of that yet. And so we will continue to effort more information for you. But March 30th, RFA 2 returns, Houston Alexander, George Ivel, live in Kearney.
The time it would take to print this email off and have you read it is pointless. So, you know, John, I'll read it. Talking about the pedicure. Doug could have come out of the 40-year-old, could have been the 40-year-old virgin and came out of the spa looking like a man-o-lantern. John, I hate to disappoint you in your man crush, but no, I couldn't have. I just want to let you know that.
Oh, that's good stuff. You know, the pedicure was proven. Yeah, they're still proven at T&L Irrigation, too. They've been doing it for over 55 years. We tell you all the time, the Pivot Manager 2 or the Pinpoint Precision Point Control 3. Those are the most advanced systems they have. GPS, run them from your cell phone. It doesn't get any easier than that. You're not into all that technology? That's fine. They go back to manual speed and direction control. T&L Irrigation, experience the T&L difference. Hydrostatically powered design, safe and proven, eliminates hassles. Because I know you're out there tired of electric pivot repair hassles, failed gearbox, and micro switches. T&L Irrigation, call your local T&L dealer today or TNLIRR.com. Check them out on the net.
Coming up Friday, Mike Schaaf and Husker Recruiting Update. Tomorrow, Mike Shadwinkle among our guests, Grand Island Wrestling Coach. Want to thank UNK Assistant Coach Dusty Jura for joining us on the program today.
We'll see you tomorrow at Doug and Daddy's show on ESPN Radio, Superstation 1460 in Kearney, 1550 on your AM dial in Hastings. See you 23 hours from now.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.